RadioRadio.com. Yeah. My name is Mad Max, and I approve this message.
DJ Max Heat, Conscious Thoughts, Conscious Entertainment LLC, ConsciousEntertainmentRadio.com, ConsciousEntertainment.us, and .com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat, MuseArtWorld.org. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all over, Blogger, Onzi, everybody out there know me. This is Conscious Entertainment, DJ Max Heat.
He says, I got the keys. Let's go down to the record plant and run the machines and do a little recording. Just for, you know, for the fun, for the jam, because everybody was all wound up. And so we went down, a whole bunch of musicians and a whole bunch of people from the club, a whole entourage, groupies and fans and friends of the band, the different musicians. Yeah, everybody went down there, and that's it. And Eddie put the machines on, and Jimmy said to me, he says, you know, go ahead, like, get into something. Like, so he let me start the solo off, and that's what I did. I got into like a slow blues thing, and then after a while, you know, I wanted to, everybody wanted to hear him. He was the great Jimi Hendrix. So, yeah. So we had, I think we had Jack Cassidy on bass from Big Brother at that point, and Buddy Miles, I believe Carmine also was there, and Jack Cassidy, you know, from Jefferson Airplane. I got into this blues. Then I passed it over to Jimmy. He got into his thing, and I guess it was recorded. And the only thing I regret about it is I never asked for a copy, because again, there was so much going on. Who was drinking? Who was, you know? There was like a crazy thing. So I never thought of asking for a copy, and I've never heard it. And I'd love to hear it one day. That's all. At least once it would be. You know, but I talked to Jimmy a couple of times, in the scene, and I, you know, he did say to me one of the points when we were talking, he told me if the fudge ever broke up to let him know, so I appreciate that. And now I am good, that was very, very cool, hearing that from Jimmy Hendrix, and I am now good friends with the fellow that congas with me on different gigs named Juma Sultan, and he's the conga player that worked with Jimmy Hendrix up at Woodstock.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy had two conga players. Yeah, he had two conga players. He had Jim Sultan and he had Jerry Velez. And Jimmy and I became friends. And that was when Jimi Hendrix did Woodstock. It was called Gypsy Sun and Rainbow, I believe was the name of the band.
Oh.
And so now I use Juma. And it's just great working with him. He's on Valleys of Neptune, and he's on a couple of other things. He's on Seattle Boy, another Hendrix album with Jimmy. So we're friends, and I actually did a recording. We recorded a Hendrix tune, Freedom, with Juma, and also Beginnings, another Hendrix tune with Jimmy. And I put together a new band called Chocolate Fudge and Rainbows, and it's with Juma Sultan, and it's with T.M. Stevens, a very famous bass player, worked with Whitney Houston and James Brown.
Wow.
And he's from the Pretenders. He's the bass player from the Pretenders. And T.C. Tolliver, the drummer from the Plasmatics. And so that band is called Chocolate Fudge, and with Juma in it, we decided let's put the N Rainbows added to it. So it's Chocolate Fudge and Rainbows, and we do Vanilla Fudge, and we do Jimi Hendrix, and we do some other stuff in between. It's a brand new thing. We're just coming out with it now. We just played B.B. King. As a matter of fact, on YouTube, you could check out Chocolate Fudge and Rainbows, B.B. King's, at B.B. King's, New York City.
Did you have a website?
Yes, I have that website for the Chocolate Fudge one, or my website?
Both, actually.
Both? Okay. The one with the Chocolate Fudge is I don't know about a website, but if you go into YouTube and put Chocolate Fudge and Rainbows, B.B. King's, that should come up.
Okay.
And also, and then for my website is vincemartel.com. VinceMartell.com.
Yes, go ahead.
There's another thing if any of the listeners want to check out. I did another interview just lately with the Chocolate Fudge and Rainbows Band, and you could see some of that on MadhouseTV.com. MadhouseTV.com. And then you got to put up the guy's name, one of the moderators on the TV station is Tommy Mayer. Rockin' Tommy's, Tommy Marr, rather. It's August 6th. So if anybody looks at MadhouseTV.com, Chocolate Fudge and Rainbows, and then Tommy Marr, M-A-H-A-R, I believe is the spelling, on August 6th, they could see that interview and a few of the tunes, some of the stuff we did.
Awesome. Now, with so many things that you've experienced, people that you've met, what's been some of the challenging things working in the music industry? What's been like the most challenging thing for you, do you think?
The most challenging thing working in the music industry? Actually, there's a lot of challenges because you have the commercial people that are like in the old days, it would be they go by talent or creativity. A lot of times now it's run by lawyers and people that aren't really musicians, and they're looking for what's going to bring the most money in, and as a result, you know, they'll put money behind some fad that they might feel could catch on. So a lot of the talented people and artists get pushed to the side and don't even get the chance to get noticed. So the most challenging thing for me is to try to get the arts, bring the arts back out, and get the people that are into the creative arts to get noticed, whether it's music or, you know, painting or any kind of arts. But basically, for me and many people, it's the music. And give the young bands a chance to be heard. You know, back in our days, there was a lot of bars and clubs. And
I wanted to ask you, though, advice that you would give to the upcoming band that can help them get to the goals in the music industry.
Yeah, well, I would say that I could tie this into what I was saying before about how there were so many bands back in our days, like trying to perfect their styles and and make it. It's the same thing today. There's bands are trying to get noticed. So we were playing, together in the New York area. And the key was, you know, to find someone like who believed in you and who had connections or the power to push you. Today it's more about, you know, lawyers, dollars and cents rather than musicians and their art. So, we were about the sound, the fans, the albums. Now there's MTV and there's a lot more visual stuff happening. So a lot of times now they'll try to do a visual and then put the music in behind it, or it just comes from a different place. It's like I feel like if someone wants to, for instance, play the guitar or play the piano, yeah, start out on an acoustic piano, start out on an acoustic guitar, work your way up. When we first started out as the Vanilla Fudge, when we first played, our PA system, I was telling this to somebody the other day I was talking to, our PA system consisted of a Bogan power head, which was maybe 75 watts, and two horns. We didn't even have speakers in cabinets. We had two horns. So no reverb, no anything. We had to perfect our harmonies and everything in a real dry and situation, and that added to us perfecting our sound from the basic. And then when you start adding reverb and nice sound cabinets and stuff like that, it sounds fantastic. A lot of times, and the same with the guitar, if you start out on the acoustic guitar and learn the rudiments and everything, then switch to the electric, then if you get like a jump, then you're putting like a jet engine on behind you. Whereas if you start the other way, you start with the electric or you start with the PA with all the effects going on, then, you know, the other way. And the other thing, as I may say, is that there's a lot of overdubbing now. We did a lot of stuff where we didn't do any overdubbing. We were a lot of times, one take stuff. In fact, radio, was live at the time also, a lot of it. And as a matter of fact, Keep Me Hanging On was recorded as a mono. We were playing it. Shadow Morton had us play it for the engineers down at geez, I'm trying to think of the name of the studio where we were at the time.
Wow.
Well, we started Ultrasonic in Long Island, but we were playing it, but when we were going to record Keep Me Hanging On, I think it was Mira Sound in New York City, and he said, the Shadow said, you know, run through the song, guys, one time before we take it. And what he did, he was very smart. He ran the machines while we were doing the tests, so everybody was comfortable. We weren't nervous. And we ended up that the mono that we played became the song that they used because it came out perfect the first time it was mono because we were all relaxed. And then he brought it up to WNEW. Scott Muni, famous DJ who's passed away, played the acetate, which was the, you know, the wax facsimile of a record before it was pressed regularly. And people started hearing it, and they called up. They wanted to know, who was that? And we didn't even have any product in the stores yet. So it was a crazier thing how it happened. But it's all good. I look back, it's all great stuff. Good moves by a lot of people.
Wow, it's definitely a story to write about, that's for sure. Was there anything else that you'd like to cover today on the phone while we are still here?
Yeah, I'd like to mention that I'm going to be on PBS November 9th. So that's going to be, what happened is that we ran into somebody that is doing, that did a documentary called Rockin' the Wall, and it's a documentary of how rock music through Radio Free Europe helped tear down the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, in 1989.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So that's going to be on. It's myself, Mark Stein from the Vanilla Fudge is on it, Rudy Sarzo from Quiet Riot, Robbie Krieger from The Doors, David Page from Toto. And it's just a heart-wrenching story of how we take freedom for granted in this great country of ours to a large extent, and we don't realize what's going on in countries that do not have freedom. One of the fellows on there, a producer, Leslie Mendoki, had to escape, along with some other people, had to escape behind the Iron Curtain through a train tunnel. I don't know how many miles they had to go through this train tunnel from Bulgaria. And it was just a very scary... Well, you'll see it. If you see this video, you could see a little bit of it on a trailer that they have called rockinthewall.com. And that's going to be, again, PBS November 9th. So let everybody check that out. And I don't have to say too much. If you see it, everybody will see how we're blessed in this great country. And the other thing I'd like to say is I have some organizations that I work with. One is called Three Hots in a Cot, and it has to do with veterans issues. Yeah, it stands for three hot meals and a cot, a place to sleep for veterans, because we're trying to get all veterans that there should never be a homeless veteran. It's terrible that there's going on in this country. Thanks to the veterans, what they have given us, again, we have the freedom to rock and roll in this country, because behind the Iron Curtain, when you see this Rockin' the Wall documentary, you'll realize they did not want rock and roll. They were trying to keep it out. And there's cases of kids that would come to school after the Beatles or something came through Radio Free Europe the weekend before. Some of the kids that had seen it, they're not supposed to say anything. The teachers would ask, hey, how did anybody enjoy the Beatle concert? And if a couple of the kids, it says in this documentary, put their hands up, that was it. That day, their parents disappeared, never to be seen from again. I mean, this is what goes on in this totalitarian regimes. But music, I'd like to say in closing, I'll just say that before I do, let me just say Three Hots in a Cot, the veterans organization, you could check out www.cotsforvets.org. That's CotsForVets.org. That has to do with this organization down in Birmingham, Alabama. J.D. Simpson, this fellow, runs it, and he's started group homes, and we went down and we raised money for him with an auction. We had all guitars signed by many, many famous people, and they have some group homes going, and it's really... So tell the people, any of the vets, anybody with any problems with the vets, anything going on like that, contact cotsforvets.org. www.thebeatsmusic.org. In fact, awesome. There's a guy in Ohio that I know also named Mike Primer, who's got a veteran organization. And I believe his is called National Vet Aid. National Vet Aid. And it's Mike Primer, and he's actually the guy that turned me on to J.D. Simpson. Let me just say, in closing, in the 60s, music brought people together, you know, during like a time of, let's say, social and political turmoil and upheaval. We're kind of into a similar situation now to some degree. Music, being the international language, can help us transcend. Music can help us transcend all politics and religion and race, because we're all, as T.M. Stevens, the guy in My Chocolate Fudge Band, says, we're all one race. We're the human race. So in a song by Jesse Colin Young that we performed, oh, if I may, let me mention that I did a musical celebration in 07, and it had on it, it was with Ben Vereen. This is something that's playing in some of the cities now. Ben Vereen, the late, great Buddy Miles, was the best performance on this show we did in California in 07. Peter and Gordon, Jesse Colin Young, the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And I just want to mention that Jesse Colin Young's song, his lyrics, come on people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. And that's what people should keep in mind. They're all one race, we're all God's children, and we got one planet. There's one God, and you know, he's loves everybody. He made us all. Let's do the right thing in this life, so when we finish with this life, we can look back and have made it a better place, because we might be judged for what we did or didn't do here. Who knows?
That's the truth. It's true. Conscious entertainment. We do appreciate it. I had a great time speaking with you. I learned a lot. It was an honor, of course, going on.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxi.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.